I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently shared the names of the winners of Wisconsin's Urban Forestry Awards. Winners received wood plaques made by the Wauwatosa East High School tech education students recently. I'll share the names of the winners when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Urban Forestry Council recently announced its annual winners, honoring those dedicated to protecting, preserving, and increasing the number of trees that line city streets, fill community parks, and beautify neighborhoods across the state. This year's recipients were announced at the 2026 Wisconsin Arborist Association, DNR Urban Forestry Conference, and they'll be recognized at an event of their choosing in their community. This year, there were winners in 4 categories. In the Leadership Award category, the recipients were Tom Jarrow, who has served as the Rhinelander City Forester for years, and Jeremy Kane, who leads the Urban Tree Alliance. David Miller, a botany teacher and high school Rotary Club advisor, was recognized with the Next Gen Award. Recipients who received the Project Partnership Award included the Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust, also known as Sweetwater, the Mequon Nature Reserve, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, and Molson Coors. Finally, the Lake Michigan Bird Observatory won the Innovation Award. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.